Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Remember when your children were young and they would cry? They either cried because they wanted their way, they cried because they were physically hurt, they cried because they didn't feel good, or they cried because they were genuinely hurt in their emotions. In raising three sons, I learned to distinguish between the difference in their crying. If they cried because they didn't get their way, I usually just spanked them, saying I would really give them something to cry about. If they cried because they were physically hurt, I tried to fix it. And if they cried because they were ill, I tried to comfort them. But nothing got to me more in their crying as when I could detect they were genuinely hurting emotionally. Maybe because of a hurt a friend caused them, or a bad grade on a test, or just their feelings being injured. This cry, when emotionally hurt, always got my attention and still does to this day. So it is with God. When we cry to God from the depth of our emotions, it gets God's attention. Scripture gives us examples of great saints who cried out to God. The children of Israel in the book of Exodus is one of our first examples of crying unto God. Chapter 2, verse 23 says, "And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage." When the Egyptians were marching after the Israelites, the scripture also tells us they were sore afraid and they cried out unto the Lord. When Moses struck the rock for water and he was reproved, scripture says, "And Moses cried to the Lord, 'What shall I do with this people?'" Samuel cried to the Lord for Israel, and scripture says that God heard him and answered him. There are so many examples of great saints of God crying out to him. Elijah, the family of Levi, the king of Judah, when the battle was before and behind them. And of course, all through the book of Psalms, we have the wonderful example left us of David crying out all the time to his God. What area of your life are you crying to God today? Maybe deep within your emotions. I want to share these seven earnest supplications unto God. Philippians tells us to be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. When in prayer, we must sometimes cry to God for our needs to be met, for that unsaved loved one, for healing, for restoration. We can cry for help. Jacob did this in Genesis 32 when preparing to meet his brother Esau. In fact, God is the safest place to go, beloved, to cry to for help when help is needed. We can cry out also in intercession for others, as Moses did constantly for the deliverance of the children of Israel. And I personally know what it is to cry out for children to be saved and to be brought back to the Lord. Don't give up in this area of crying unto God in intercession for unsaved souls. God will answer you. Just keep crying to Him. We can also cry out for wisdom as Solomon did in 1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon cried that he was only a lad in wisdom and experience and he needed this to rule the people well. God heard him. We can cry for cleansing as David did in Psalm chapter 51. In fact, this is the very psalm that I used to read over again and again when I was trusting God to bring my son back to himself. I would insert my son's name in the verses and would cry to God that he would wash him thoroughly from his iniquity and his sin. And beloved, God heard and God answered my prayer, and he will do the same for you. We can also cry out for salvation as the Philippian jailer did in Acts 16:30. Not only was he saved, but his whole household was saved as well. And this also doesn't mean just the salvation for the soul, but the salvation for deliverance. We can cry for deliverance, which Paul did many times, for the thorn in his flesh. And he also would tell God that his grace was sufficient for him. God wants us to cry out to him. He is our source. And finally, when we come to the end of our life, there is a cry of the dying soul unto God as the thief on the cross cried to Jesus to save him. And Christ told him he would be with him in paradise. Beloved, there is so much power in crying to God. When our crying is in earnest and when our motives are right before God, and even if our motives are not always right, even God will show this to us. God loves it when we, as his children, come to him humbly and cry unto him for all the needs of our lives. May he give you the faith to cry to him today. Do not be ashamed to let your tears fall and your emotions run deep when you are on your knees before God crying out to him. In fact, I pray that there will be times in your life that you earnestly desire to cry out to God. And if you do this, beloved, I promise you, you will have the faith you need to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.